Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning this great celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the celebration of Christmas tomorrow and today, Christmas Eve. This week, I'd like to go through some of the key passages that the church gives us in the many liturgies that are being celebrated throughout the week in this great joyful feast, the coming of our Lord, the incarnation of Christ, the fulfillment, the beginning really of the fulfillment of God's plan for the salvation of the human race. Today I want to take a look at the visitation that the angel Gabriel made both to Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, and also, of course, to Our Lady, to the Annunciation of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and his mission. We'll see some parallel realities of both angel Gabriel coming to Zechariah. He's filled with a certain kind of fear because heaven is drawing near and the holiness of God is near. But Gabriel reveals to Zechariah God's purpose and plan, not only to bring healing and life to Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, but to reveal to them the prophetic destiny of John the Baptist, his vocation and what he was called to do as the precursor, the one who's to prepare the way for the Lord. And we'll see what Zechariah's response was like and what happened to him, and also then see the angel Gabriel's visit to Our Lady and the Annunciation of this great day that we're celebrating, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So looking at Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 6, it says, "And they," that is both as Zechariah and Elizabeth, "and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly." So they were righteous Jewish people, right? They were following the Lord. They were following the commandments of the Lord. And it goes on, it says, "But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years." Here's another moment. We saw this in the Old Testament, Abraham and Sarah. This is a moment when it's so interesting how God works. When the Lord breaks in and wants to do something, to unfold in a significant way his plan, signs and wonders accompany it. You know, the heavens are opened. And so God's power and God's life is present in a unique way. And the making fruitful the barren wife and having the child of the barren wife that's going to come, having that child be profoundly significant in the plans of the Lord, it just reveals the glory and majesty of God. Nothing's impossible with God. So when God wants to raise up a prophet, when God wants to bring a prophet into the world that will be so significant, like John the Baptist, what does he do to show forth his strength? And that the whole work of salvation does not depend on our strength. It's a work of God. He goes to a barren woman. Right? So the story goes on. "Now while he was serving as a priest," that is Zechariah, "before God, when his division was on duty, according to the customs of the priesthood, it fell on him by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and to burn incense," right? To burn incense in worship and praise and offering up the prayers of the people of Israel to God. Verse 10, "And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him." The fear of the Lord, which is a really good thing. It's a virtue, it's a gift from God to be able to have a holy fear before the holiness of God. It's, as the scripture reminds us, that it's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of clear thinking and the right ordering of ourselves to God and to reality. So it's a beautiful thing. It's not something to be afraid of. So the angel says to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Verse 14, and now here's John's vocation. "And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he shall drink no wine nor strong drink." So he'll be great before the Lord, unlike those who are great in the world. We know the story of John the Baptist. He was part of an ascetic community. He was a prophet. He lived very simply. He, you know, lived on locusts and wild honey. He was a very unique character, and in the eyes of the world, wasn't much. It said, I'll read it again. For he will be great before the Lord, and he shall drink nor wine nor strong drink. He's going to take the Nazirite vow, so he won't, alcohol will just not be a part of his life. And he will be filled instead with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. One of the things we see throughout this amazing story of the unfolding of God's plan is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. All of it, according to the Father's command, is orchestrated by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit's going to be on John in a special and a unique way to fulfill his ministry. And the Holy Spirit will be upon him, the angel Gabriel says, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah. So the Holy Spirit will be upon John to accomplish some things. He will be empowered by God to fulfill God's purposes for him. Verse 16, I'll read it again. What will that be? He'll turn many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. He will lead people to repentance. So John, as we know, later he will preach a gospel of repentance, and as a way of preparing people's hearts, the people of Israel, for the coming of the Lord and to receive his plan. And he will fulfill, he'll go forth in the power of Elijah, the spirit and the power of Elijah, which comes from the prophet Malachi prophesied that before the coming of the Messiah, one would go forth in this very way, in the spirit and the power of Elijah. So John the Baptist is fulfilling that prophecy. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. So as we now are going to celebrate the coming of our Lord, it's good to ask, are we prepared? Are we repented up, you might say? Have we really now examined ourselves, and where are we standing with the Lord, and where we need to get right with the Lord to receive him, to turn to him? That's really what repentance is about, to turn to him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. It goes on in verse 18, Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years. And the angel answered him, I am Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until that day that these things come to pass, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. It's so important for us to receive God's word in faith and not to just rely on our own mind and our own understanding. It's easy to have some compassion here for Zechariah because it was quite a startling moment, but the angel saw something in the way he responded to this word from the Lord. So as we know, Zechariah remained silent until that key moment when he's brought in to the temple, when John the Baptist is brought into the temple. Now, verse 24, after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she hid herself, saying, thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. In those days, many people thought that if a woman was barren, it was because she was somehow outside of God's favor. Gabriel's second coming here to Our Lady, the Annunciation. Verse 26 in the same chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, hail, full of grace. Mary doesn't fully understand at this moment, but Gabriel is recognizing and acknowledging the way, the entirely unique and special way that God the Father is working through Mary. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Gabriel told Zechariah about the birth and the conception of his son, and he named him, and then he revealed his vocation. Same thing is happening here. He reveals to Mary that she's being favored by God in an entirely unique way, and that being favored is revealed in the miraculous conception of Jesus. And Gabriel says, you shall name him Jesus. And then he goes on, he says, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and in his kingdom there will be no end. So what he's telling her, and she would know this as a faithful Jewish woman, young woman, what's being promised here is that the fulfillment of the promises of God, of the eternal reign of King David, that on his throne one would reign forever, that the kingdom of David would be extended, right? And so that promise is being fulfilled in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that covenant oath that was given to the people of Israel. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I have no husband? And the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. What we hear from Gabriel here is a revelation of the Trinity. He talks about the Holy Spirit, the Most High God, and that this child who will be born will be the Son of God. Again, we see that the Holy Spirit is going to make possible what the Father has destined to unfold for the salvation of the world. It's the same Holy Spirit, friends, that touched you in baptism, touched you in confirmation. It's the Holy Spirit that is working in your life what's totally impossible. And what's totally impossible is for you who were born into sin, enemy of God, separated from God, to become a child of God, to share in everything that belongs to Jesus. Verse 36, and behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I wanted to end the program today with just this short thought. Gabriel's revealing to us in this moment with Our Lady at the Annunciation that salvation begins with God. It's God's initiative. God saves. God saves every single one of us who say yes to him and respond as Our Lady responded. And Gabriel's making clear to you and to me and to everyone who will hear that nothing is impossible with God. What kind of impossible-looking obstacle are you facing as you enter into this Christmas season? What impossible burden are you carrying? What kind of battle and struggle? What kind of brokenness are you facing? As you walk through this Christmas, understand God, who is love, has initiated to come to each one of us who live in a fallen and broken world. And this is not heaven for us. This is not the completion. But what God has done in giving us his Son in love has made us his own and has made it possible for us, if we receive this gift, to share in everything that belongs to the Son, which is eternal reign and his freedom before the Father forever. And that's for you, friend. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.